It's time now for the Bean Report, brought to you by Manitoba Pulse and Soybean Growers. Joining us today is Laura Schmidt, Production Specialist with MPSG.
Soybeans are at the R5.5 to R6 stage, which corresponds to mid to full seed. At this stage, soybeans are approximately 20 to 30 days to full maturity. Welcome rains last Thursday and Friday helped fill soybean pods in fields that were showing flipped leaves and other signs of moisture stress. We here at MPSG have been busy surveying soybean crops across Manitoba for the annual disease survey. We're commonly finding foliar diseases in low severities, including bacterial blight, Septoria brown spot, and downy mildew. And we're also seeing stem canker and some Phytophthora root rot popping up for stem diseases. Some soybean aphids and spider mites have been found, and grasshoppers are still present in some fields. Once soybeans reach R6, or that full seed stage, damage from aphids and spider mites is not really much of a threat to yield anymore. Field peas, the harvest is already underway, and later seeded fields are nearing R7 or full maturity. Our on-farm network is so far reporting really good yields. Dry beans are beginning to turn color, with the crop ranging anywhere between R7, which is full seed, and R8 beginning maturity. In dry beans, we're seeing low levels of bacterial blight and some white mold, overall at lower amounts than a normal year. So that means this year the crop has a really good yield potential that we're seeing so far. For fava beans, they're at R5 or full pod to R6 beginning maturity as well.
Laura, what are some tips when it comes to dry bean desiccation timing?
Dry bean desiccation usually occurs during late August or early September when cooler, higher moisture weather conditions aren't as helpful for natural plant dry down. The decision to desiccate in dry beans often comes down to the evenness of maturity across your field and late season weed control due to the risk of some seed staining. So make sure to consult with your buyer before applying any pre-harvest treatment. But dry beans are ready to desiccate when 80 to 90% of the leaves have dropped and 80% of pods have changed to their mature color in the least mature or greenest part of the field. At this timing, seeds will rattle in the lowest pods, and seeds in the upper pods will have lost their green color when you split them.
Talk a bit more about the pea harvest.
So peas are ready to harvest when all pods have turned golden brown, and overall your seed moisture is below 20%. Just a couple little tips for harvesting. So combining in the humid parts of the day can help reduce shatter loss, but tougher plant material might not seed as well. You can match the pickup header or reel speed to ground speed, and that'll also help reduce shatter. Running the combine and augers at low speeds and full capacity will help reduce cracks and splits, and lower cylinder speeds will help with this too. If you're direct harvesting, flex headers and rigid headers can both be used successfully, and swathing can be used if the crop has begun to lodge earlier during the dry down phase, but swaths can be quite billowy and are susceptible to wind blowing them around. So a harvest should be timed as quickly as possible after dry down if you're going to be swathing.
Thanks, Laura. Laura Schmidt is a production specialist with Manitoba Pulse and Soybean Growers. The Bean Report is brought to you by Manitoba Pulse and Soybean Growers. You can find out more at manitobapulse.ca.